For the very first episode, I really wanted to bring as much value as I possibly could because I know when I was starting off in this industry, I didn't know anything about it. I really wanted to learn more through somebody else's journey. Well, guess what? This is it. I want to bring you as much authentic, complete, honest data that I can possibly provide you so that you can help make your own decisions and maybe make the better ones than we did. I want to help. And ultimately, what we're here to do is bring value to the cannabis world through cleanliness, through trust, through solutions. Now, let's talk a little bit about Cultivated Media Group and what we do. Let's start off by saying we are an indoor organic nursery located in Northern California, Sacramento to be exact. We knew that we wanted to get into the nursery space because ultimately when we reverse engineered what the general society thinks of cannabis, it's still pretty bad. There's still that stigma about pesticides and black market and all these terms that you've heard get thrown around. Well, this is our opportunity to bring value to those that are interested in cannabis and understanding that there is really trustworthy people and companies in this industry that want to do it the right way. Doing it the right way takes a lot of time, capital, and patience. There's a lot of properties out there that are open in the green zone, or maybe that they're looking for additional investors. Guys, I just got to tell you right now, there's so much potential opportunity in this space, it's mind-blowing. But you really got to be careful about that. This opportunity that we're at today and this current facility that we're building out, this didn't happen overnight. This took months and months of discussions and different type of negotiations. This whole process could have been shut down plenty of times. But I want to educate you with what we actually were patient with and what we decided to say, you know what, that's worth it. Let's wait it out and see what's going to happen. And ultimately, one decision led to a potential to grow into a bigger facility or maybe even more of a quicker fast track to ownership of licenses. So this is really where I wanted to get a little bit more detail and give you the nitty gritty about what we've done up to this point, because right now we're still building it out. We're still building our facility to really showcase that we are starting from scratch. We are getting a clean start. We are stripping everything down in our suite to the studs. We're going to build everything back up the right way. It's going to take time and patience, right? We know that capital is not an easy thing to come by. This is probably one of my biggest takeaways. If you have the ability to self-fund this type of operation, I would suggest that. I think taking on outside investors is only a recipe for disaster. I've seen so many internal quarrels go down or disagreements or some sort of a deterrent to where it's gonna ultimately end up being a poison in the long run. That's where I'm saying if you can self-fund this, whether that's being humble and selling your house and taking the equity from there and putting it into this or pulling money from a 401k without having to go out and, you know, obviously put yourself or your family at risk, I would say do it. I think this is really the time and opportunity that you're going to be able to showcase and build your own business. A lot of times it takes taking that risk and doubling down on your passion. That's what we're doing. We're following a passion. We know that we have value in each of our skill sets. The main reason I wanted to do this podcast was because I have empathy. I know you've got questions. I know there's so much excitement going on in your head right now. You just got to figure out how to do it. Execution is the game, but patience is going to win. My short time in this industry has been so enlightening. I've learned so much from the legalities to growing techniques to sales and marketing to branding. All this stuff that I'm applying into this new business is very exciting. This isn't work to me. I'm putting in long hours every night, every morning. I'm getting up early. I'm going to bed earlier. But ultimately, it's what's really driving my energy because I know I want to be able to do this the right way and bring you guys value. That's why I want to share my story and my thoughts with you guys. I encourage you to reach out, ask questions. This is a very, very rough podcast. I get it. So as I learn how to do this a little bit more effectively throughout the way, you're going to start to notice a change in my tone and my pace. Yes, this is comfort level changing, right? I don't know what to expect from a podcast. I consume a couple different ones, but at the end of the day, this is my own. Things come out a little bit differently. So be patient. I welcome you through this journey with Cultivated Media Group. Thanks for listening.